AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The State Department's urging U.S. citizens to leave more than a dozen Middle Eastern countries due to safety risks as the Iran war spirals farther. Ed Donahue has the latest.
The military says the number of dead from the Iran operation has risen to 6 troops, with 2 found from Tehran's initial counterattacks. President Trump spoke at the White House.
Please join me in thanking every American service member who bravely is standing in harm's way. They really are incredible.
The president also was asked how long this mission is expected to last.
Projected 4 weeks to terminate the military leadership. And as you know, that was done in about an hour. So we're ahead of schedule there.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked about the possibility of ground forces in Iran.
The objective that we have set for this mission, which is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities, both launch capability and manufacturing, can be achieved without ground forces. Right now, we're not postured for ground forces, but obviously the president has those options.
An Iranian official said on X there would be no negotiations with the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel launched retaliatory attacks in Lebanon after Hezbollah fired missiles at it. An Israeli military official would not rule out another ground invasion. And Jennifer King has the latest on a deadly mass shooting in Texas.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis identified 2 victims from the weekend shooting at Buford's backyard beer garden as 21-year-old Savith Deshawn and 19-year-old Ryder Harrington.
I cannot imagine the grief, pain, and loss these families are feeling today.
The FBI has said the mass shooting is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. The gunman, a 53-year-old originally from Senegal, wore clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words, "Property of Allah."
He was not previously on our radar.
Alex Duran is the acting special agent in charge of the FBI's San Antonio office.
We have massive amounts of both digital and physical evidence.
Duran said it's too soon to identify the motive. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. It's not often a new work from one of the great masters of art history comes along, but Julie Walker reports experts in the Netherlands have confirmed a painting by Rembrandt.
A Dutch museum says a painting once dismissed as not a Rembrandt is now confirmed as a work by the Golden Age master. The Rijksmuseum is unveiling Vision of Zacharias in the Temple. After 2 years of close study, including high-tech scans and comparing pigments and paint layers with other Rembrandt works, and dating the wood panel to before 1633. The painting depicts a biblical story in which High Priest Zacharias is visited by the Archangel Gabriel. A private collector bought it in 1961, and it has stayed out of view for decades. The anonymous owner initially asked the museum only if the painting was Dutch. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.